Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 19th. From Jeremiah 34, half-hearted. Keep in mind the history of Israel when it comes to slavery, and you'll understand a little more of the punch of this story in Jeremiah. Remember Pharaoh's response to God's demand to let the people go so that they could worship in the way and in the place God chose? Devastated by plague after plague, Pharaoh finally decided to let the Israelites go. But then he came out in force to attack them on their way to the Red Sea. As a result, Egypt lost everything, and the Israelites plundered them. King Zedekiah and his nobles are faced with the same situation as their Egyptian forebears. They've been brought low by the waves of devastation God has brought on them for all their evil behavior. Yet, here, they've decided to let those fellow Israelites that they had enslaved go free. And that is, until the brutal injustice with which they had treated their fellow man and family members seized hold of them once again, now that the Babylonians had withdrawn. Once the pressure was off, they changed their minds. Seems like Pharaoh had a few of those changes too, and look where it got him. The petulant Israelites would face the same fate. One thing to note here, besides the all-too-familiar human pattern of reverting back to the old ways when the pressure is off, God always responds to repentance, even if it is short-lived. He stayed his hand against Pharaoh. He withdrew the Babylonians in response to Judah's act of justice toward their slaves. God is quick to forgive, slow to punish. As Luther said, wrath is God's strange work, because he is love. We may shake our heads at Zedekiah and his officials, but have we not all had times when we've changed our minds about change once the pressure was off? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.